This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. A Turkish court has freed American pastor Andrew Brunson, ending a bitter diplomatic dispute between Washington and Ankara. Brunson was facing 35 years in jail if he had been convicted on terrorism and espionage charges, allegations that Washington called baseless. U.S. military is flying Brunson to Germany for a medical evaluation and then continuing on to the United States later today. President Trump says Brunson is likely to fly to D.C., and he will be visiting the White House. President Trump says he takes the disappearance of a missing Saudi journalist and critic seriously. AP's Warren Levinson reporting.
Stephen Cook, a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations, says the president's diffident approach to the Khashoggi case is different from what previous presidents might take.
I would imagine that under a different presidency, we would have had serious offers of FBI assistance.
But in effective terms, maybe not all that different.
Historically, the U.S.-Saudi relationship has never been disrupted over a single individual.
Trump says he wants to know what happened to the dissident Washington Post writer, but not at the expense of upsetting arms sales to Saudi Arabia.
United Nations employee in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo tested positive for Ebola, first such incident during the current outbreak. News came after health officials warned a rate of new Ebola cases, especially in the town of Beni. Tarek Yazarevich is with the World Health Organization.
So this really indicates the shift where the epicenter of outbreak is from Mangina to the city of Beni, that basically has seen three quarters of all cases in the past weeks.
The death toll now standing at 125 out of 201 reported cases. This is VOA News.